China has a large population and the richest and most varied natural landscapes in the world. Plateaus, forests, lakes, and coastlines. These various geographical features and climate conditions have helped to form and preserve widely different species. No other country has so many potential food sources as China. By collecting, fetching, digging, hunting and fishing, people have acquired abundant gifts from nature. Traveling through the four seasons, we'll discover a story about nature and the people behind delicious Chinese foods. Shangri-La, Yunnan. In the ancient forest, nestled by snowy mountains, the air is wet and cool in the rainy season. It's not easy to catch up with Dan Jun Zhou Ma in the forest of pines and oaks. Zhou Ma and her mother are looking for an elf-like food. Zhou Ma has found matsutake under the pine needles. It's a precious and edible fungus, only surviving in certain high-altitude mountain areas that are free of pollution.
We can usually only find one matsutake every kilometre. Matsutake yields were once high, but the price was low. Its production has fallen this year, while the price has surged.
Matsutake is very expensive. At restaurants in the big cities, a dish of roast matsutake will cost 1,600 yuan. Matsutake has an intense scent. After being lightly roasted, its spicy, mineral-like fragrance floats out. People who live far from nature regard the matsutake as some kind of treasure. Jidi Village sits in the centre of the matsutake production area in Shangri-La. It's already empty before 3 a.m. Villagers who are able to climb mountains are out searching for the amazing mushroom.
If we are late, the others won't give us a chance. We won't find any matsutake because the others will have picked them all.